This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. According to three AP sources, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is preparing to visit Washington this Wednesday. Associated Press White House reporter Amar Mahani describes a flag Zelensky plans to bring with him.
He was on the front lines giving out awards to Ukrainian forces that are really in the thick of this. And he was given a flag that he promised to hand on from the Ukrainian forces that they meant to be a token of thanks to the U.S. for the support that's been given to Ukraine in fighting the war thus far.
Zelensky's visit could still be called off due to security concerns. The visit to Washington is set to include an address to Congress on Capitol Hill and a meeting with President Biden. Meanwhile, the U.S. is set to give Ukraine a long-awaited and requested addition to its air defenses against an increasing Russian missile barrage. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
U.S. officials say a new $1.8 billion military aid package will, for the first time, include a Patriot missile battery. Ukraine's been seeking the advanced surface-to-air missile defense system as Russia ramps up its attacks, and the aid signals an expansion of the kinds of weaponry the U.S. will provide. The move comes despite Russian threats that the Patriot delivery would be seen as provocative.
And that is AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. A large swath of the U.S. braced for a dangerous mix of sub-zero temperatures, howling winds, and blizzard conditions already hammering the Northwest and expected to disrupt plans for millions of holiday travelers. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tensions remain high at the U.S.-Mexico border amid uncertainty over the future restrictions on asylum seekers. The Biden administration Tuesday asked the Supreme Court not to lift the limits before Christmas. The U.S. government made its plea in a filing a day after Chief Justice John Roberts issued a temporary order to keep the pandemic-era limits on migrants in place. The restrictions had been slated to expire Wednesday. Federal government acknowledged that ending the restrictions will likely lead to disruption and a temporary increase in unlawful boarding crosses. But the government asked the court to reject efforts by a group of conservative-leaning states to maintain a measure that allows officials to expel many but not all asylum seekers. A House panel says that former President Donald Trump's tax audits required by IRS were delayed. More from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
A report issued by the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee finds that required IRS audits of Donald Trump were delayed. Committee members voted along party lines Tuesday to also release tax filings of the former president, who broke political norms by refusing to release the information on his own. The full level of detail that will be revealed is uncertain, but lawmakers say they expect to release 6 years of tax returns for Trump and eight affiliated companies. Some sensitive personal information will be redacted. The 29-page report summarizing the committee's work was issued Tuesday night, but the tax returns themselves may not be released for several more days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Peru's Congress has opened the door to early elections amid ongoing unrest following the ouster of the president, Pedro Castillo, earlier this month.
Despite a state of emergency, protesters continue taking to the streets, demanding the resignation of caretaker president Dina Boluarte. More than two dozen people have been killed in the unrest. Meantime, Peru's Congress tentatively endorsed a plan to hold early elections in an effort to defuse the crisis. Elections would be held in April 2024 rather than 2026. However, the plan is part of a narrow constitutional amendment, and in order to take effect, it must be ratified in the next annual legislative session. I'm Ben Thomas.
Millions of people who enrolled in Medicaid during the COVID-19 pandemic could start to lose their insurance plans by April 1st if Congress passes the $1.7 trillion spending package leaders unveiled Tuesday. The legislation will sunset a requirement of the COVID-19 public health emergency that the Biden administration has been under mounting pressure to end. The federal government prohibited states from booting people off the program with the public health emergency still in effect. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.